You're probably wondering why I have a man in an apron as the thumbnail. Well, it's pretty interesting to ask because this man is a man that's been told what he should do in society. His wife walks all over him. He does the cleaning, he does the cooking, he does all the housework while his wife does nothing in the household. His son steps all over him, yells at him, puts him down, and he still does everything in the household because he's not really a man. And who am I comparing this man to? Hemi Fourspeed. That's right. See, you were the guy that was running that show when you put up a pic of an innocent woman that you wanted doxed on your boyfriend's channel. If you're such a man and you want to do the right thing, why'd you do that? You can't just say, oh, I didn't know. You should have immediately took it down and said, hey, this is not right. We don't know if this person is 100% the person that we hate. But instead, you ran with it like the good little boy that you are, because you do what everybody else tells you what to do, because you're not a man. Your wife has your nuts in her purse. You sit at home all day long on a 12-hour stream cooking dinner like the good little wife that you are. And let's not forget another winner in this stream, Godfather, a man who likes to brag and pop open a beer can in every stream and show off that he's getting drunk, living in his parents' home, being a burden on him because he can't get his fucking life together. He's a loser. Gee, I wonder what it was like to have him around the wife and kids when he was around, yelling, screaming, being a nut. And let's not forget Gone with John. That's right, Gone with John, who has to whine and complain about owing $10,000 in child support. Well, that's what happens when you get a woman pregnant, man. You have to own up to your responsibilities and pay your child support. You screwed up. Get over it. Us men are not required to bail you out of your decisions, especially bad ones. So stop grifting for money. Another loser. And let's not forget this fat sloth who lies about everything that he says about his life. I've heard so many stories from him in his streams about his life, his family, that I don't even know what to believe about this man. He's a fucking liar. You know what I really think he is? I think he doesn't have a family. He's alone. And he needs a 12-hour stream to feel like somebody out there cares about him, that he's important. Because Hammerhand made him the police officer of their hate group. Because you're not MGTOW, you're Blue Pill Ragers is what you are, a hate group that's being monitored and watched by the feds. And we don't want you in the manosphere, Mr. Sloth. You're not welcome here. We don't want to be a part of your group. We're quarantining you because you're dangerous and we don't want you around us. And yes, that's why we're always putting you guys down, because you make the rest of us look bad. And let's not forget about MGTOW Outlaw. You know, MGTOW Outlaw, one time a tornado came through and hit his car and scared him so much he peed his pants, and he got really afraid, and he was like, I'm going to drink a bunch of Gatorade and let myself go and get obese here. The guy that said, hey, sacrifice your lives for a cause. What cause? A cause against homosexual people? A cause against transsexual peoples? He uses the F word to describe them. Such hate for them and also women as well. He wants to repeal the 19th Amendment. Why do you care about that so much? The society is going downhill. There's nothing you guys can do to stop it. I've said this multiple times, and I'm going to keep saying it until you get it. There's nothing you can do to change what's going to happen. And guess what? Biden's going to win because what? Trump allowed the mail-in ballots. He allowed all of this to happen. They're both the same actors. They're just telling you what you want to hear. So get used to the collapse of society and just get over the fact that it's going to happen.